You're listening to the audio production of The Great Love of God, Encountering God's Heart for a Hostile World by Heath Lambert. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. Foreword read by Chris Dukart.
To my precious daughter, Chloe. Some daddies have an angel, and some daddies have a princess. But your daddy has an angel princess. And God loves you more than I. What great love that must be.
Forward. Countless authors have written about the love of God. Many are poets, others are pastors, and probably most are theologians. Each could tell you their insights on the doctrine of God's love. But those who write about the greatness of that love are different. They are most often Christians who have suffered and suffered hard. I should know. At one time, my broken neck and quadriplegia made me wonder, what's so great about the love of God? But after decades of questioning and searching, I came to see that our call to suffer is actually an outflow of God's love toward us. To encourage us, He will write some light moments into the script of our lives using adventure, pleasure, or romance. But without fail, some scenes are going to break your heart. Some of your favorite characters will die, and the movie may end earlier than you wish. But the tender love of God tempers the many trials that come to each of us, allowing only those difficulties that accomplish His good plan, for He takes no joy in human agony. In God's wisdom and love, every trial in a Christian's life is ordained from eternity past, custom made for that believer's eternal good, even when it doesn't seem like it. Nothing happens by accident. Not even tragedy. Not even sins committed against us. That's not why the love of God is considered great. The greatest love scene in the world happened when Christ hung and bled on the cross. It was God saying, "Look, see, this is how much I love you." And He played out this extraordinary love scene while we snubbed Him in cool, calloused indifference. This is why I am so enthusiastic about the book you hold in your hands, for it delves deeply into that very love. True, there will be some who find it ironic that a work titled The Great Love of God should be authored by a man who has suffered enormous pain, deep disappointment, and heartbreaking rejection. Yet it is these hardships that give this volume its depth and integrity, not to mention its believability. Heath Lambert is the one who has suffered, and suffered hard. I came to know Heath when he served as the executive director of the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, ACBC, one of the largest biblical counseling organizations in the world. I was touched by his skillful handling of the Word of God in counseling people who were suffering through their worst afflictions. He handled each individual with compassion, encouraging them to follow the path of God's Word toward wholeness and healing. Then the tables turned. Heath was suddenly the one falling into suffering's deep abyss. Almost overnight, the consummate counselor became the humbled counselee. Yet our man was not about to insist that God cough up the reasons why in exchange for his trust. He did not demand to see the blueprint before he bent his will to the Lord. Instead, Heath Lambert trusted in the greatness of God's love for him and his family. And his suffering, that silent, dark companion, slowly revealed new and wondrous insights into the great love of the Almighty. It's what this book is all about. So I gladly commend to you The Great Love of God, for Heath Lambert is someone who has benefited from his own advice concerning suffering, and he is all the better for it. You can trust what this sage counselor has to say about the matchless supremacy of the love of God and its healing, transforming power. Listen to the kind and gentle man who has suffered, and you too will be convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?